Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Edition of the Israelite Way of Life, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. I am Elder V, and this is a day that the Most High has set aside, set apart to be Kodesh, for us to worship Him, for this is the day of worship. Don't get it twisted. It's not on Sunday, Sun Worship Day, but it is the seventh day, the Shabbat. And as He has set that in motion, so shall it be forever until He returns. This is a show that is designed to bring us back to our culture and discuss who we are. A lost people, a scattered diaspora, which was His intentions, that we would not be in a concentrated area and be easily destroyed while He dealt with us in our disobedience to His commandments and laws. But there are those, the remnant, that are awakening and coming back to the statutes, commandments, the laws, the festivals, the feasts that He originally ordained for us before we were brought into all the various captivities, and even so the one that we live in now, where they impute upon us and force upon us their ways of celebrating their religions, their festivals. They have thought to change times and seasons, and we follow after the Gentiles. We know Scripture tells us that is the sure way to death for us, because He caused us to be and called us to be a Kodesh people. It was because of our disobedience that was spoken of in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, that causes us to be under the curses for not wanting to keep the commandments. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I don't like to really get into current events. Howbeit, I'll probably do a reading from the book of 2 Esdras, the 16th chapter. I want to start going into that because we are vastly approaching the prophetic insight that Ezra had. It's a continuation from the KJV book of Ezra. You'll find also 1st and 2nd Ezra in the Apocrypha, which was in the original Bible, but a group of Jesuit priests decided to take it out because it was too much information in there for the 12 tribes of Israel, the scattered diaspora that would put us up on game. Let us know what time it really is. It's too late. The jig is up. These bones shall live again. They are realigning themselves and reconnecting, and we're coming together, and there are people all over the four corners of the earth that are awakening. And they knew there was nothing they could do about it. They knew this time would come. That's why they're arrogant with their plans and their bombing and their poisons and their chemtrails and their internment camps and their propaganda. Pretty adamant that they are going to try and destroy as many of us as possible till there be none to come back for, and that they will potentially win by default, but it's not going to happen like that. And we'll see in the book of 2nd Ezra how the Most High talks about how He's coming back with vengeance. This is not the Christ where you pick a part of the New Testament that you like about Him and tell people this is how He's supposed to be because He's all loving. No, He's coming back to exact vengeance and to avenge the blood that's crying out from the ground. And we'll read about that a little bit later. But howbeit, as I mentioned, that this show is definitely designed to bring us back to our culture. There's over 613 laws. No, not all of them are able to be kept because we're not back in the temple. We don't have the sanctuary. We don't have to do sacrifices. Christ was our eternal sacrifice. But we're going to find and look that even in the New Testament that it was spoken that we have to keep these commandments. And He's coming back for those that are doing so, that are willing to do so, that have a mind and a heart to do so. And that would be the same remnant of people that I'm speaking of, that we were speaking of. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. O most holy, high Father, give your people rest. Give them strength. May they be refreshed on this Shabbat. May they be realigned. May they forsake the ways of this world and not give in to the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, but cause this day to be Kodesh and sanctified. Cleanse us of our iniquities and strengthen us as Yasharala, as Israel, that we might be able to rise and be able to stand. I pray for those that are discouraged, heads are hung down low, bodies are weak, bodies are sickly, that they will come to know you as the healer that you are, and the Ruach to be the comforter that it was intended to be. In the name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's go to 1 John in the New Testament. 1 John 5 and 4. I can never fathom why one would think that Christ came to destroy what the Most High already set in place, which definitely was not his will. He came to fulfill the prophecies that were spoken of him by the prophets. And I urge you to begin to continue, or maybe for some of you to begin to read what these so-called canonical people that determine what scripture is canon, even though 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us what's canon, they try and call these books minor prophets. These aren't minor prophets. Begin to read the prophets in the Old Testament and understand that prophecy is being fulfilled this day, right now. And Christ came to fulfill all those prophecies as well, too, not to destroy it. If the commandments were destroyed, then what would we potentially have to gauge our lives by? What would be the moral blueprint? What would we be judged on? All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. And we are his righteousness. So understand that he's a God of order, the Most High, Ahaya. He is the God of order, discipline, and he has laws. And when we stand before him, and even when we judge angels and we judge those in this world, we will judge according to the commandments that he's given us, because these commandments are to be kept by faith. It is the script for this great stage of life that we exist in. But I want you to look at something. I want you to take a look at something. 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of the Most High, when we love the Most High and keep his commandments. This is in the New Testament for those that say they're just New Testament Christians and seem to forget that Christ wasn't reading the book of Peter, nor were the disciples reading the book of their own testaments. People don't understand that these epistles written by Paul were written to those that were already keeping the commandments and that were leaders within the church. That's why Peter said Paul's letters are not for the unlearned. Unlearned in what? Unlearned in the commandments and the laws, the statutes. Christ kept the Passover and the feast. That word Easter was injected into the scriptures, because Easter comes from the word star, the goddess a star, but originally that was Passover. Christ and his disciples prepared and kept Passover. They kept all the feasts and festivals. When Christ left, all these things were not done away with. So this is why you even have John in the New Testament after Christ's death saying that if you, in 1 John 5:2, by this we know that we love the children of the Most High. I'm showing I love the children of the Most High, Ahaya, by keeping the commandments. That's showing my love for my people, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes that still exist to this day that are spoken of in Revelation, the 7th chapter, that will be gathered and brought into the wilderness. Now listen, it says, when we love Ahaya and keep his commandments. And then look at the third verse. For this is the love of the Most High, that we keep his commandments. This is love for him when you obey him, you're obedient to him. You show forth your love for the Most High when you get out there and speak and teach and preach or keep the Sabbath and stay away from pork and lobster and shrimp and follow the dietary laws and start following the clothing laws and men coming back to your beards and sisters dressing in humility and understanding that modesty is the way it's supposed to be. You are demonstrating your love for him by keeping his commandments. And his commandments, it goes on to say in the third verse, his commandments are not grievous towards us, meaning they're not hard to keep. Anybody that's telling you that the commandments are done away with is on their way to a burning place. Anybody that says it's impossible to keep without even trying and stepping out on faith to begin to walk in this. This is why we teach every Shabbat, because we're coming back into our culture. And the more we reaffirm, the more we learn, the more we repeat, because of the best form of teaching is repetition. And the more we go through these things, we begin to put them on like garments. We begin to understand these laws. And there's many brothers teaching these laws, and it's important for us on the Shabbat to teach these laws, because the disciples, every seventh day, went to the synagogue to hear the reading of the laws and the prophets and encourage and exhort one another to do so. His commandments are not grievous. Now look at the fourth verse that most people don't pay attention to. For whatsoever is born of Ahiah overcometh the world. So whatsoever is born of the Most High, Ahiah, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. So it's saying that the victory that overcometh the world is the love that you have for him in keeping his commandments. When you're born of him, you overcome. And you're born of him, as you go back to the second verse, by this we know that we love the children of God, Ahiah, when we love Ahiah and keep his commandments. But this is the love of Ahiah. So you must understand, that's when we become born of him. And this is how and when we overcome the world, by following his statutes, laws, and commandments. And that becomes our victory in doing so. Because we live in a world that wants us to love it more than we love the Father, the Word, and his Son. And that's why he said, love not the world, nor the things within the world, which are the lust of the flesh. Everything that's after the flesh and after fame and fortune and money, like these sinful preachers of L.A. that show you on TV what your Christian church is all about right now, you see it. That's backwards to be living in $5 million homes and driving Bentleys, talking about you looking out for the lost and that you have a right to these things. Why would you want to acquire the things that are fabulous of this world to cause you to look in a certain light to other people that they might look to you and not look to Christ? Foolishness. Real quick, let's go to 1 John 2 and 3. 1 John 2 and 3 says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. So if you're not even keeping the commandments, you don't know him, and he doesn't know you. So if you are going around telling people the commandments are done away with, then you're preaching and teaching and telling people that knowing him and knowledge of him, intimacy, is done away with. And that can't happen. 1 John 2 and 3, your New Testament. I'll say it again. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Verse 4, he that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, and the word is the commandments, in him verily is the love of Ahiah perfected. Hereby know that we are in him, in doing so, keeping these commandments. Be right back.
Love.
Israelite way of life. Yes, indeed, the Most High wants it all. It means follow after him. Worship him in spirit and truth. Come back to these commandments. Start to understand them. Learn them. Come back to the Shabbat, the Sabbath. And know that this is real. As we just got through reading, it was never done away with. Walk away from your idols, your idol worship. Protect yourself from this propaganda. We're living in some perilous times. And nobody can even begin to survive this fight on your own without being close to the Most High. And we have Apostle John Yochanan explaining to us clearly what the love of the Most High is and how he lives in you. And if you say you love him and you're not keeping these commandments, how can you go by that verse? You can't just ignore that verse, 1 John 2 and 4. And then 1 John 3 and 4 tells us that what is sin? Sin is transgression of the law. So let's recall that. I want to read something out of the Apocrypha. As I said I would do before we close out, I just want to do a reading out of 2 Esdras. Talks about Babylon and other places that are threatened with plagues that cannot be avoided and with desolation, and how the servants of the Lord must look for troubles and not hide their sins, but lead them and they shall be delivered. This is a future prophecy, and this is what is to come. And we sit on the brink of that. If you were to read 2 Esdras, the 14th chapter, you would see that it clearly denotes that these are the final hours, the definitely the last days. You probably heard it your whole life, but we are definitely in the last days. The script has already been written. The stage has been set. And we sit on the crest. I mean, we're like right at the doorway with what is to transpire with this new world order and this one world government. I don't impute fear. I don't preach fear. I don't play fear factor or throw the fear card. All things must be done by faith. For those that are afraid will not make it, because fear and anxiety, these are premises that Satan operates on. Everything we do, it must be by faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Most High. So this is very important that you constantly pour into you, even past the Shabbat, even on your Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that you immerse yourself and drown yourself in as much word as you possibly can, so that you won't be shaken by the events that are coming upon this earth. 2 Esdras, 16th chapter. Woe be unto thee, Babylon and Asia, Egypt and Syria, knowing that Babylon is speaking of America. Don't let nobody tell you that America is not spoken of in the Bible. Oftentimes when it speaks about Egypt, it's talking about America, how we'll go back into Egypt with ships out of Deuteronomy 20th chapter. Egypt represents captivity, servitude, slavery. Know that you are a slave right now. As long as you have to do a 9-to-5 and work hard to pay your bills, you don't have liberty and you don't control anything and you don't make anything. You're depending upon society to provide for you. Shut it down today on the Shabbat. Second verse. Gird up yourselves with clothes of sack and hair. Beware. Be well, your children, and be sorry, for your destruction is at hand. A sword is sent upon you, and who may turn it back? A fire is sent among you, and who may quench it? Plagues are sent unto you, and what is he that may drive them away? May any man drive away a hungry lion in the wood? Or may anyone quench the fire in stubble when it hath begun to burn? May one turn again the arrow that is shot of a strong archer? The mighty Lord sendeth the plagues, and who is he that can drive them away? A fire shall go forth from his wrath, and who is he that may quench it? He shall cast lightnings, and who shall not fear? He shall thunder, and who shall not be afraid? The Lord shall threaten, and who shall not be utterly beaten to powder at his presence? The earth quaketh, and the foundations thereof, and sea arises up with waves from the deep, and the waves of it are troubled, and the fishes thereof also before the Lord, and before the glory of his power. For strong is his right hand that bendeth the bow. His arrows that he shooteth are sharp and shall not miss when they begin to be shot into the ends of the world. Verse 14. Behold, the plagues are sent and shall not return again until they come upon the earth. The fire is kindled and shall not be put out till it consume the foundation of the earth. Like as an arrow which is shot of a mighty archer returns not backward, even so the plagues that shall be sent upon earth shall not return again. Woe is me, woe is me. Who will deliver me in those days? Now, this is a future prophecy. This is talk speaking of coming times. And we see all the natural disasters that are happening and the plagues that are being released and the sicknesses and the famine and the earthquake that is to come. Pay attention to this. Verse 18, the beginning of sorrows. We're in Jacob's trouble, people. The beginning of sorrows and great mournings, the beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of wars and the power shall stand in fear, the beginning of evils. What shall I do when these evils shall come? Behold, famine and plague, tribulation and anguish are sent as scourges for amendment, but for all those things they shall not turn from their wickedness, nor be always mindful of the scourges. Behold, victuals shall be so good, cheap upon earth, that they shall think themselves to be in good case, and even then shall evils grow upon earth, sword, famine, and great confusion. For many of them that dwell upon earth shall perish of famine, and the other that escape the hunger shall the sword destroy. And the dead shall be cast out as dung, and there shall be no man to comfort them, for the earth shall be wasted, and the city shall be cast down. There shall be no man left to till the earth and to sow it. The trees shall give fruit, and who shall gather them? The grapes shall ripe, and who shall tread them? For all places shall be desolate of men, so that one man shall desire to see another and to hear his voice. For of a city there shall be 10 left, and 2 of the field, which shall hide themselves in the thick groves. Sounds like something out of the book of Eli, correct? I begin to imagine that you want to sit up here and get caught up into prosperity gospel and try to say, I'm blessed and highly favored because I have things that shall be consumed in the fire. We're already seeing this taking place all over the world. But we're living in deception. We're being brainwashed by media and television to think everything is all right when there are wars all over the world are being destroyed. I'll have to finish some more of this reading next week or through the week from 2 Esdras, the 16th chapter, as it gets into more of future prophecy. There's no need for it to sound frightening, because this is why we're coming back to our culture and trying to make sure we follow as much of the word as possible, meaning statutes, laws, and commandments, wherein is our faith, because that is the word, that is the truth, that is the life. And this is important for us to understand, remember, and adhere to. Let me say this to you. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey and not a destination. I'm Elder V. This is the Israelite Way of Life. Shabbat Shalom.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Oh.